Yitzhak Avinu married at the age of 40. And the very next parak, in Parak Chavav, the Torah tells us the same was true regarding Esav, Vayesav ben Arbaim Shana, Vayikachish. And no doubt somewhat surprising that Esav indeed would follow the lead of his father Yitzchak. One perhaps could think that yes, that to some extent Esav embraced the Avodas Hashem of Yitzchak Avinu, but Rashi cites the Medrash that tells us that certainly was not the case at all. Rashi writes the marked distinction that Yitzchak led a life of Kedusha and Tara, and this was an appropriate time for him to marry. Regarding Esav HaRasha, the opposite was true. It led a life of absolute Avera, violated Gili Arayas, but tried to create the false impression that he was following the Derech Avoda of his father. It wasn't a life at all of Kedusha and Tara, but rather, at least it would have the perception of, my father married at this age, and I indeed will do the same. And Rashi cites the Pasuk in Tilin, in Perek Pei, Yechar Semena Chazir Mi'ar, that Esav haya nimshal lechazir, that Esav literally is compared to the Chazir. What exactly does that mean? When you look the Shabbos in Parsha Shmini, you find, in order to be a behemah tahora, obviously, two simanim are necessary. You have to be malegera, you have to be mafris parsa. And the Torah delineates that there are four animals that have a single simintara, but it lacks the other. Three of which are in one category, the chazir is alone. It has a split hoof, that's true, but it doesn't chew. It's cud. It doesn't have the internal simin, but it has the external simin of mafris parsa. And Rashi describes how the chazir is able to parade as though he's embracing a derech of tara. Yechar semena chazir miyar, that the chazir will stick out, right, its limb, and say, Ru'u sha'ani tar. You see that I have a simin of tara. And Rashi writes that was exactly the life of Esav HaRasha, that internally he could lead a life that was replete with avera, but somehow externally, the perception, he could appear as though that he had a simin of tara in and of itself. In order to be a behemah Torah, that obviously, both are necessary. It's not enough to have a single simin, but both are needed, internally and external simin as well. There is a stunning comment Kli Yakar has, I will tell you to take a look here in Shmini Yod Aleph, where Kli Yakar writes the following. If I were to ask you why is it that a person cannot partake of the Gomel, the Shofan, their Neves, wouldn't the answer be one which is obvious, and that is that it lacks the necessary simin. It doesn't have a split hoof. But Kli Yakar points out that's not exactly what the Pasuk tells us. You can't eat the Gomel because ki ma'alas geiru. That sequence seems to be somewhat odd. And it's true with all four, the Kli Yakar points out. When the Torah tells you why that all four of them are asr b'achila, it begins by telling us, ki, because of the simintara, very unusual. When it comes to the gomel, shofar, hefes, ki maligera. I would argue, no, that's not why you can't eat. Maybe one could think you translate the word ki as not because, but rather, despite the fact that it doesn't have me. But Kli Yakar points out that's something which is stunning in every single case. And the Torah tells us that these four asr b'achila, it tells you the reason is because of the simintara. And in addition to the simintara, it also has a simin of tuma. You know what Kli Yakar writes? That's an important musaraska. You know, sometimes in life you can recognize that there could be a society which is so abhorrent and it's so at odds with what we believe in that a person is not even tempted to. You know, a person naturally distances himself. You know what the real fear is? When you somehow feel comfortable and you feel somewhat at home and you feel that there is a common bond. You feel that there is a commonality. And all of a sudden, you know what, it's a slippery slope that you can feel that, you know what, I can become part of. I can absolutely integrate. That known Beis Alevi, Parshas Vayishlach, gracious Lamed Beis, Hatzileni na miyad achim yad Esav. The real fear of Yaakov Avinu was not the Esav HaRasha, but it was the Esav who would preach brotherhood, the Esav who seemed to emphasize what we have in common, like the Chazir, Yecharsamenu Chazir Mi'ar, but what we know it's coming from a very, very different place. Not a life of Kedusha and Tahara, but a life of Arayos, a life of Avera. And therefore, Kli Yaakov writes that B'chol Eilu, Hikdim Simin Tahara. In all four cases, the Simin Tahara is what is front and center. There's a commonality. You would think that, you know what, that means that we can approach so much in common. But Mosif Tumal Tomasa, that no doubt is a significant risk. And the Kli Yaakov continues and writes that all four animals represent all the Golios of Knesset Yisrael. Every animal, every min tamea represents a golos that we experience, that sometimes Klal Yisrael can think that they feel themselves at home, when you have to realize that, no, that is not true, and that sometimes is the greatest risk. I think it's fair to say that we all feel this way, and now that maybe we didn't before, that you feel almost that we're alienated in a society that we felt very, very much at home. You know, it's clear that there are certain nations of the world that, of course, they represent the antithesis of everything that we believe in. Certain nations that it's not so surprising that they're literally Sonei Yisrael. But I don't think that we felt that way here in this particular country. But, you know, this past week, you know, when the United Nations can adopt a resolution that is so blatantly anti-Semitic, and the best Americans can do, the best they can do is to abstain and not veto. You know, you take a step back and you say that maybe on a certain level we have a common link with the society that we live in, but there is something that is so foreign, something that is so absolutely, absolutely off. You know, I've mentioned in the past, but Pam, take a look in his Haggadah Shel Pesach, Mara Cohen, on the piece of Ehisha Amda, something which is so striking. Rav Pam quotes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Beis that tells us there will come a time, Lasilava, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to summon all the nations of the world, the Din V'Cheshven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to turn to them and say that what exactly did you accomplish? And every nation is going to brag, what did we accomplish? Kotzer, civilization, the cathedrals, the theaters, this is what we created? Okay. And then they're going to add such a Azza, B'kulam lo asinu ela b'shvil Yisrael. And everything that we did for Klal Yisrael. Everything that we did with Klal Yisrael. Imagine the chutzpah, imagine the azim. Take a look at Brisker Rav, the beginning of his pirush on Sefer Bereishis. He writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, about Azar Daf Beis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not say that you're wrong. You're right. Everything that you did was Laman Yisrael. That absolutely is true. Everything that happens in this world focuses around Knesset Yisrael. That's absolutely clear. But he turns to the Masolam, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Shotim Sheba Olam, you absolute fools, because that was your mindset? That's really what motivated you? What motivated you throughout all the generations was that which was for the betterment of Klal Yisrael? Absolutely not. What you said was not wrong, but what you said was disingenuous, because that wasn't your mindset. Your mindset at all. Wow. It's a powerful sugya. Rav Pam writes, but take a look. The Haganah Marakom, that you know when that day comes, that the Muslim are summoned, and they are going to falsely claim that, you know what, they did everything for Klal Yisrael. It's important to have a Sefer Zikara. It's important to have a ledger. It's important to have a document that one can point to and say, Shotim Shiva'ola. You know, that's absolutely not true. And Rapam said more than once, no, it's B'chsav, that the sole existence of the United Nations is to be that Sefer Zikara, that Lasilava, when the nations come forward and say that Kulam lo nasinu al bishvi Yisrael, we can point to one resolution after another, and honestly claim Shotim Shiva'olam, absolutely not. More resolutions against Medinas Yisrael than against Iran and Russia and China and North Korea combined. Absolute Shotim Shiva'olam. And maybe that doesn't surprise us, because, yeah, the United Nations has no Simin Tahara whatsoever. No, but that America should just abstain. And America should not, with demons, absolutely, absolutely vita. You know, the lesson of Kahuna is leaders have to be Shluchi Drachman and Shluchi Dida. A leader has to have a soul, and a leader has to have a spine. A soul have a moral compass to know what's right and wrong, and a spine to be able to stand up for what's right and wrong. You know, it's hard for us to judge American leadership, whether they lack a soul or they lack a spine. One thing is clear. No, that combination of the two Simani Torah, they do not have. Whether it's a complete loss of a moral compass, the criticism of Knesset Yisrael, or whether deep down they realize it, but you know what, they don't have the spine to be able to stand up for what's right, whether a fear of losing Michigan can tilt the scale, and therefore that is going to determine a moral posture, that's something for us is abhorrent, you know, but it sheds an important message, no doubt. Now, we get it, we recognize it, we understand that point of the Kliyakar. Sometimes when you have a common bond, and you have a commonality, and you have a sense of appreciation, and you have a sense of absolute hakaras hatov for a nation generally, that for us is an absolute golos shel chesed. But don't be fooled. One has to recognize that, you know what, that when antisemitism rears its head, it's ugly, whether it's in despicable countries or even whether it's something that we experience. It's something to be conscious of, you have to be mindful of, you have to be on guard. This is an important window of time. Misma Geula Leguda, between the days of Purim, the days of Pesach. And the takeaway for B'nai Torah is absolutely clear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us, and we have to do more. We have to do more. And it's not them. It's absolutely us. Ein lan lo mishan levinu shebashamayim. The Tzara in Eretz Yisrael, and what we are experiencing, and the whole issue again with the yeshivas and the draft, politics aside, you know, it's something that we have to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, Rachamei Shamayim, Bezrus Hashem, through our Esek HaTorah and through our Dikta Kafila, that will be an incredible, incredible catalyst to elicit Kedusha and Tara and to be Ma'orer Rachamei Shamayim. Thank you.